Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, It's Bonnie Albers on air, and I
that was kind of a week. Are you tired this morning?
No, I just have my new headset, and I didn't want it falling off my head.
Oh, yeah. I saw Bonnie's now like a pro. She has now got a headset with a microphone. So she's like toned down her scream so she didn't want to blow the radio station off.
Yeah, because I don't know how, since I have a mic right next to my head or my mouth, I just didn't know whether I was going to blow the whole circuits. And being that I'm back in my room, and I'm able, actually, my studio, and I'm actually to have air blowing on me, I just didn't want to chance it. But don't you worry, because tomorrow's another day, Susan. So don't ask for something you're not ready for.
Never.
Well, anyway, I just want to tell everybody.
I never know what to expect from you, ever.
I know. Well, listen, I always say that, you know, I can't do straight. I got to do crazy. So I just want to tell everybody you are talking to Bonnie Albers on air, and I am Bonnie Albers with my co-host and my partner, Susan Z. Today's our day, and we're so excited because, I mean, we just look so forward to Monday and Tuesday to be with all you, to be with our listeners, to be with our callers and our chatters out there. And, hey, chatters, we love you, but I just want you to remember, I can't talk, chew, write, think, and get in the ethers at the same time. And I usually start getting ready for the show at half an hour before. So if anybody thinks that I'm being rude, it's really not rude. It's just that I can't do it. I'm ADD. One hand does this, one hand does that. My coffee cup's flying. My mask. So please forgive me if I didn't answer you in chat, but I know Susan did a great job. Anyway.
I'll try to stay on top of it for you there, sweetie.
Why, thank you. I know you do, and I love it. This headset is just, it gives you, it's like being in it, like a box.
I know. We've been working on that for, what, maybe 2 months for you, trying to get you a nice headset. I use mine on my computer. And so through Skype, and it's like, and Bonnie, when we Skype, she goes, I want one of those. How do I get one of those? And she tried like maybe three different times, and it just couldn't get them to work. And now she's hot. She's crazy.
I'm hot. The only thing is that it sounds like to me, it's like bugging my ears. So I don't know how long, Susan, I'm going to be able to stand this. You know, I have claustrophobia around my body. So anything that like closes me in, I can't. Anyway, you know, be careful what you ask for is exactly what I want to tell myself. So I'm going to try it this show and see what happens.
Well,
but anyway,
I hope so
because I think, you know, if anybody sees me in this studio, I just look so pro. I mean, what are you going to do? So I do want to tell everybody how to get a hold of me. If you could just wait for a few minutes for yourself, Susan. Anyway, I am going to tell everybody we have a great show today. We have a great lineup this week. Let me go through it before I introduce myself, and then I'll let my wonderful co-host introduce herself because I could probably do a better job introducing her, but I feel bad that I would have to if she's on the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, most of the time when during my introductions, you interrupt me anyway, so...
Well, that's true, and I, you know what? True to form, I'm sure I'll do it. Anyway, today Susan and I are going to talk about something so cool. In fact, Susan kind of just was in the middle of the mix of what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about why past lives are important and why we need to see what stage we were either stuck at, reliving, having to redo, because the cool thing is if you can really get it, then you can overcome it in this lifetime. So we're going to talk about that in just a second, but I do want to say this week is too cool. It's Susan and I today, and then tomorrow it's Susan and I for the first hour, and then Leslie Journey is going to rock our house at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
It is her birthday on Thursday, so I told her she could have the day off. And she was so happy that I told her she could take one of Susan and I's hours. So we're all three going to be on, but Leslie's going to be reading. And then, as a birthday present, Leslie gets a card tarot reading from Susan. And let me tell you, when she gets to introducing herself, Susan is a fabulous, unbelievable, super, super talented tarot reader. In fact, I had a reading for my birthday, and I want to kiss her to life because I can't say death. She won't let me. But anyway, so you know what my
And it's Leslie's double-digit year, her 44th birthday. And everyone should be aware that when you have a double-digit birthday year, they are powerful years, powerful. 33, 44, 55, 22, 11. We can count 11, but usually before you're 15, it's just playtime. After 15, then you start really kind of working on your life. But I mean, all those double-digit years, I mean, have a powerful impact on your soul journey.
Well, I love that. And you know, since I rocked 16 this year, I have a powerful impact on all of my life's journey. Anyway, I'm going to tell you Wednesday's Astro Day. You've got Ron Cole and Leslie Coulter. Leslie's bringing you readings, and Ron's bringing you the news from the sky, all the stars and planets. He will rock anything you ask him, but it has to be general. And Kelly, she reads you Atlantean life and birth cards. You know what they are. She will give you a reading for your year. It's from your birthday to your next birthday, so it's pretty cool, and I just had one of those, except I didn't understand it because Kelly, she gets really very technical. And I love that, but I'm going to make her. Yes, but I'm going to make her do mine month to month because I can't understand what she's saying. She says, oh, go back and listen to it. I never go back and listen to it. I need her to do it now. So Kelly will be rocking my birthday reading this week. And then on Thursday, we got the powerhouse team, the mother-daughter team. It is Annabelle Miller. Annabelle! And Brenda Brand. Brenda is a medical intuitive, and Annabelle is the matriarch of of all of our family, actually. She is the matriarch of Susan's family, which is my family, which is your family. So
we adopted Bonnie, you know, because she kind of forced us to. So now she's our adopted family member.
Well, don't
she's
forget.
She's a long-lost cousin.
Well, don't forget, I didn't use a gun to do that. I just used my fairy wand to smack you on the head. But anyway, I do want to tell you the second hour, we've got Andrew Romine. He's a healer. He does tarot also. But he is a powerful healer. Give him a call. All of them are taking your calls. And so today, I want to tell you how to get a hold of me, because it's me. And Susan keeps saying it's do, but I know it's just me. Anyway, to get a hold of me, you can go to Facebook and Facebook me. I'm Bonnie Mosenter Albers. Give me a shout. Send me a message. Friend me. You'll get all of our shows. But really, I so appreciate if you would go to Blog Talk and like us there. They will send you the list of our shows when we were having them. So please like us on Blog Talk, and you can also get me at balbers714@aol.com. Just leave me a message what you want. I do readings. I do counseling. You know, both Susan and I are both counselors and readers, so we will rock whatever you want. Susan does the tarot also. I would say I throw tarot cards, but if you want a tarot reading, I suggest you go to Susan, because I just can't even match what she does. I tried, but I can't even get it. I mean, I get the messages. I just don't get the card layout. So to me, I throw the cards. I do one card, two cards, three cards. She's got a whole system. And I know Susan's got some specials going on. So if I were you and you were me and I were you and you were me, I would try real hard.
I think what fascinates you about my card reading are the bridges that I built. I build between, because I use a standard Celtic cross, but I also build several bridges on that Celtic cross. And if you see it when I lay it down, it's a real interesting spread. And I've done readings for other tarot readers, and they've all made the same comment. I've never seen anybody lay a tarot spread like that. I mean, it's like fascinating. But it's what, you know, the spirit is guiding me to what those bridges mean, how you get from one place to the next in your reading.
Well, I got to tell you something, and I'm sorry, chatters. I'm looking at chat. I can't write, but I'm looking at, if I said Leslie Coulter, I'm sorry. It is Leslie Channing.
I fixed it for you, honey. Thank you.
Thank you. Leslie Journey's in the house. She's in the house tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And then if you are staying on the
Kelly Coulter
is on Wednesday. Sorry, everyone. I'm so sorry. You know, I'm so excited to be here. My tongue is tied. But I do want to also tell you, Susan, that I am fascinated about those bridges, because you build those bridges. You, like, use all the cards. I'm like, well, I still have all those cards in the deck. I throw one card. You've got them all down. So please, everyone, it is the most fascinating thing. If you want a tarot card reading, absolutely, Susan does them. And I'm going to hand you over to Susan before we actually start a discussion. We have a really interesting crowd today. I have been notified by two people were calling in. I don't see their numbers yet, but I don't know who they are. But
speaking of Kelly, Kelly's in the house.
Yay!
I just saw her sign on. Yay, Kelly!
Kelly, whoa, hi, Cal. Well, anyway, Kelly had a granddaughter born on my birthday. My birthday, Susan, mine.
Oh, nice. Okay, your birthday. So is that another family member you're going to own?
Well, I'm not really great with babies, but I still love that it's my birthday. We're actually mine and Ron. So this baby's going to probably be pretty psychic. Anyway, Susan, please tell everyone how to get a hold of you. And now I'm hearing an echo, so I'm hoping that goes away. But anyway, Susan, tell everybody how you rock, and tell them about my book so that I could sign it.
Oh, yes. We're going to tell them about your book that you channeled for me. First, I want to say hello to all our listeners and everyone in chat. We're going to have a good time today, and hopefully everyone that calls in that will be able to relay some words of wisdom with fun and laughter. Introduce myself again. I'm Susan Z. Rich. I'm Bonnie's cohort in metaphysical fun and crime. I used to say I did the fun, she's the crime, but I think we both of us do a little bit of kind of share it. We just sort of throw the ball back and forth. I'm a third generation Akashic medium, which means that I have the ability to interpret your soul journey and read your Akashic life record. I have 18 years experience of clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant. I'm also a life coach like Bonnie. I'm a holistic therapist. I've done counseling and emotional addiction counseling. The author of the published book, Soul Window, Secrets of the Divine. Yes.
I'm an RN.
I did all the hard work in writing it, so I'm going to get to say that it's my book. Even if you say you channeled it, I wrote it. I never once did I see you sitting down next to me, next to the computer, and help me write this thing.
I did it telepathically.
You did the hardest part?
Well, I did. I mean, you know, just because you wrote it didn't mean you thought about it, and I know that I was in there, in your brain. It was pretty interesting. Man, your brain is really good.
When Bronnie gets in your brain, it's pretty fierce. Anyway, it is available on Amazon.com. Okay, and it's a great book that bridges the gap, like Bonnie likes to say, between our reality, everyday life, and our higher self. And in life coaching in certain soul life windows, that why we do certain things at certain ages. And she's used it in her counseling, and I've also used it in my counseling. So it kind of bridges that gap. She says it much, much better than I do, but that's the best that I could do today.
And when I cancel Susan, I use her book just to remind her about the soul windows that she wrote.
Yes, that's true, because I forget. And you can read more about me. My website is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in zebra, R as in Rich, WHITEWINGS.com. You can contact me at szrich@aol.com. I am available for tarot readings and Akashic Soul readings on romance, career, general questions for half hour, hour, 45 minutes. And that's that.
Well, Susan, I know that you have a new endeavor. So, but I just want to get this in my end because I didn't tell anybody.
Yes,
so if anybody.
Actually, I do.
Well, wait a minute. I'm telling it.
Not quite done yet. So, but I want everyone to kind of be looking for it. Actually, what I'm going to be offering 30 and 20 minute readings on eBay that are real introductory prices, like half of what my normal readings are, through eBay to let people know how I work and what I do. So it should be up there probably within this week. So if you go to eBay and type in psychic readings, you should Susan Z, you should be able to find me. And they are really a great deal. And I thought I'd do that for a couple months to be able to help our listening audience and people in our chat room who possibly may not be able to afford a full price reading. So they're a really good deal, but like half of what my normal prices are.
Yes, it's a great deal. But I just want to say, everybody, if you didn't know, I'm a nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I'm a therapist and a counselor. But just to let you know, that's a great deal Susan's offering. And the reason really what she's doing, because we talked about this, is there's a lot of people out there that would like to have her services. I unfortunately have not I have not reduced mine. So Susan is we've talked about this. She's has such great offers, and so if you're out there and you really wanted some type of a reading and you wanted to rock this is the best way to do it. So I hope everybody takes advantage of it, because we were both, you know, thinking of how to get us to you in a better light. So please take advantage of it if you can now, Susan, because you know it's the summer. My summer doesn't end till September, and I have all kinds of school issues. So let's start talking real quick, and I'm going to do real quick, and so we can take the first caller. Is you know, we were talking about this. It is so cool when we do like past life regression and we look into your Akashic records, and you look into your own, because it's actually yours, even though I will claim it's mine if it's good. I just want you to know that there's reasons that we should know what we've done in especially a past life that's pretty recent. And Susan just had a really cool vision of one of her past lives, actually ours. And it really struck home that if you do use, right, Susan, if you do use the information that you get, you can actually help correct why you're here and heal or fix what needs to be done, so you don't have to address it in your next life, right?
Oh yeah. Well, usually what happens is that you see a pattern in your life. You can go back, and it's an issue that has bothered you or come up again, either that you've been disrespected or that you've been shamed or mistreated or
heartbroken.
Not valued or whatever that was. It's like you'll see that as a young, the family that you were born into, the living circumstances that you grew up in, from your childhood, that circumstance will come up repeatedly over and over and over and over again. And it's something that you find yourself saying, it's like, why does this always happen to me? Why do I always have this, or why does this always end up like this? Well, that's your journey's quest. And a lot of times what will happen if you can find someone that can do a past life vision of you. I mean, I really am a believer in past life regression, but if I feel the same way about when someone hypnotizes you and they regress you to a past life, you know, if you had the issue in that life and you're still carrying it in this life,
then you better rock it.
Yeah, you're not going to go there. So the best way is to have someone that has the ability to go into your past life and be able to very clearly see what it is that you're trying to repeat in this particular life. And what I shared with you, and we were amazed at the similarities of how many things that we repeated once again in this life, I mean, differently.
But Susan, you know, when we do know it, see, and this is my whole point to bring it up, is because now, and I don't know if we knew it in that last past one, but my thought is we probably did, but is to start to move towards changing what
yes,
our past
you
is.
Have to identify what it is, and it's all about you. I mean, Bonnie's favorite saying, it's all about me. Basically, what it is that when you identify that, and it's about an emotion, it's about how you allow things to affect you emotionally. Like if you notice time and time and time again, you were put in a situation that you felt ashamed. Okay, that's your issue. That's what you're working on, to detach yourself from the good opinion of other and to get rid of the false illusion of better than or less than. Or if it's being disrespected, that, you know, how many people have you talked to that they say, you know, like that Rodney Dangerfield, the comic, I get no respect. Yeah, it's like
you better hope I don't say that, because I, you know me, I you know what? Respect is funny for me, because I don't. As long as I respect myself, and I'm hoping, and that's a lot of counseling with people who have feelings of less than. But I never really. I don't really look at people that maybe say that I've never really known anybody that said they don't respect me. But the thing, if there is, it wouldn't matter to me. Because, yeah, because I would never think that. So, but you know, but the whole thing
you wouldn't
is,
care. That's a beautiful thing about you. If someone says, Bonnie, I have no respect for you, you go, yeah, and so.
That's what I'm saying. That wouldn't matter to me. What's interesting is why it wouldn't matter to me, and I think that's really cool. And that's what I think we learn from with past lives. Like, you know, everybody works with different problems when they come here, or different tools, which is what you say,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're looking at Akashic Records. And I love that, because now that we've identified the last time we were here, and it so mimics what's going on now, we can use that to try to heal and try to change what is going on in this lifetime. So, Susan, I don't have to come back with you next lifetime, even though I want to, and readdress this whole thing. So is that cool or what?
Oh yeah, because the next time then we reincarnate, it's going to be one big party. I mean, that's it. No, yeah, one big party.
You're invited. Everybody's invited. So
yeah.
Please don't think that we exclude you guys. Because, see, anybody who's in our life, and I really believe this, and I'm sure Susan's going to say yes, but anybody, even the person you see on the street that you look and say, oh, I hope I don't end up like them, they wrote themselves, or actually you wrote with them in your journey. So they, even though you might only glance at them once, or the feeling that you get, they were, you wrote that in there, even though you don't know the person, to remind you of something, to help
yes,
you with
we're
something.
We're all one.
Yes.
Oneness is what life is about, is that we're all moving in one motion, and we're doing the journey individually, but yet not separate. And that's what spirituality is about, is to releasing the separatism about that there's you and me, and then, you know, you're different than I am. You know, once we do this journey, and like you and I, we like to talk about, well, you can't take it with you. Yeah, you know, it's like
you better tell my husband that, because every time I spend a dime, that's what I say to him. But he looks at me disgruntled when I say it. But I have to tell him.
But it's true. I mean, it's true. I mean, it's
well,
like,
I know that, sister.
Money is to be made to have a comfortable life, to enjoy, to help others. And the thing is that, you know, there's no point in hanging on to it to your last dying breath, because you can't take it
with
you. I mean,
so we don't want to make that in your opinion, because I know there are some people I know that I'm going to say they were my outlaws, and I don't even want to say they were ever my in-laws, but my outlaws, they used to save every penny. I mean, every penny. And then when he died, they had so much money, and the kids were fighting over it. So I
exactly.
just never
–
that,
exactly,
that's,
yeah.
That's not what I'm about, but that doesn't mean everybody else is like us. But we better get to the
there's a new generation, a new spiritual energy that's on the earth right now. And a lot of the, of course, you know, the group that George Lucas and Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and several others, maybe about 15 others, billionaires, came together. They're taking a third of their wealth in order to feed the children of the world and other charities. But also Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and several others, they're not leaving their money to their kids. They have stated that they have set their children up so that they are comfortable, they have careers, but the majority, I mean, of their bulk is going into the charities. They are not leaving the bulk of their wealth.
Susan?
Yeah.
I've asked them to write me in those wills. That's why they're not.
Did it work?
I hope so. I won't know till they're gone. But all right, I'm taking the first caller.
Well, let me ask you this: do you consider yourself a charity there?
Well, yes, I do.
The Bonnie Albers charity.
Well, I kind of do. I mean, so the thing is that, it didn't take me much, but I asked, and we'll see. So, okay, 919, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. 919, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You are so welcome, and it is our pleasure. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Becca.
Who are we speaking with?
Becca.
Becca.
Yeah.
Becca.
I love that, Becca. Wait a minute, Becca, why does that name sound familiar? Was there something on TV? Was there a Becca? It sounds awful for me, but I'm really bad with names. So anyway, I'll think of it, Becca. Hi, how can we help you today?
I have money, job. Things have been changing the past couple years with that. And just anything you get on that.
Okay, Susan, you want to throw? Would you like? Would you think this is a card issue?
Do I do? This is where I do our standard speech. It's like general questions are the hardest thing because.
Okay.
Yes. So what you want to what
you
want to do
a general
is you want to ask us a specific question about what you're looking for, and then it's easier for us to pull it out of the ethers very quick and very fast. It's because we don't have like an hour reading here. And,
Wait,
but one thing I do want to ask you is how old you are.
Wait, Becca.
I am 41.
Becca, just a minute. Susan.
Be quiet, Bonnie. Be quiet.
I can't.
How old are you?
Becca.
Becca, can you say how old you are again?
Well,
I'm 41.
She's actually listening to me, Susan, and that's why she wasn't talking. But what I wanted to tell you, that wasn't what I told you to go do, but that's okay. That's exactly what we needed to do. I needed you to tell. What I was saying is, Susan, you said, do you want me to make my normal speech? And I was going to go, yes. Don't you think this is maybe with a question or two you were going to throw the tarot? But now I'm done, so okay. She's 42, is that what you said, or 41?
41.
41.
See, if you'd
well,
have been listening,
you'd have heard it. I did. I did, Missy. But I have to tell you, you always say it's your 47.
Okay, Becca. We're done. So ask us a question about your job and finances. And I've got the cards in my hand, and we're going to help you to the best of our abilities.
Perhaps maybe is a new – will a new job be coming in within the next few months, I guess.
Okay. Are you working now?
I'm currently working, but I'm underemployed.
You're very what?
Underemployed.
Underemployed.
Okay. I presume you've been putting your resumes and everything out there.
I'm mostly dealing with recruiters now.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I'm in the legal field.
Okay. What, the legal secretary? The
paralegal?
Litigation.
Paralegal?
Litigation.
Okay.
Paralegal.
Yeah, I was going to say paralegal. That's exactly what I said, if anybody was listening, but that's okay.
gee, Bonnie. Just for the first time, somebody's not listening to you.
No, but right now I'm working at a plastic surgeon's office.
Okay. So, is it? Was there a reason why you got out of the legal field? Because you couldn't find work in your legal in your area, or you, just because this job came up?
I've been laid off 3 times in the past 5 years, and I don't really care for the job, and they don't pay as. It's
okay,
not paying
but
like
and you want to get back into the legal field, right?
If I can make more money somewhere else, I'd like that.
Okay. May I ask you a question on the reason why it's like spirit has a mind of its own? So we'll just go with this. Are you married or with somebody or involved with anybody?
I'm single, but I'm involved with people. Yeah,
you're involved with people.
Yeah.
Well, you know, all you have to do, Becca, is say, well, it's not the aliens that I'm involved with; they're humans right now.
Someone in particular I'm spending more time with, but I'm in a relationship.
Can I ask?
Yes, we've been talking a long time, but it's new. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Because your every card I pulled up here was about your love life.
Love life.
Yeah. Because it's going on.
Yeah. And I'm going, okay. And there's a partnership and kind of like it looks like a strong, could be a marriage card. And there's the guy, unfulfilled love. And it was like, being addressed, and then the next card came in. It's like it's an intuitive, enlightened. It's almost like a spiritual union, about that you've worked hard being who you are right now, where love is concerned. I mean, you're like nobody's fool, honey, and then ultimately is the wish card. So if it's not this guy. Okay, what's the guy's name?
His name's Barr.
Okay, do you feel like that it's kind of moving towards a serious direction?
Yes.
Okay.
Despite the fact that we don't really speak the same language, but that's...
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm seeing. That's what the cards that came up. I mean, it was all about your love life. I mean, that and your wish card, what it is that you've been hoping for was the ultimate ending of that spread. So, like I said, Spirit has their own way of saying, oh, yeah, she's asking about work and, you know, and money. It's like, no, I want to tell her about her love.
Well, wait, you know, I did get work. So, you know, now we switched over. I usually do the love and romance, and now you're taking the love and romance, and I'm getting the work.
Well, you know, I mean, what can we say? We always say that, you know, we do what Spirit said. We do what Spirit says.
Okay, Becca.
So, getting back to your job situation, okay?
Which is not as fun as the love life, but
yeah, I don't feel she's unhappy. You know what? Can I just say something? You have talked.
Go ahead, sweetie. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I don't. You know what, Becca? When you picked up the phone, I love the name Becca, so I'll say it 100 times. But I did not feel like Spirit was tapping me on the shoulder saying she's not that unhappy. It's that she wants something else. She's bored. So I'm gonna tell you that, and you know, my big speech would come from my counseling bit, and that would be that you know, people are out of work. You are lucky to even have something that you can like go home and not think about, and then you know, really concentrate on your love life. If you had the other job, and by the way, if you had that job, you wouldn't be able to put so much time or effort into what you're doing looking for a mate, because you know how lawyers are, and you also know how litigation is. So you would not be able to do that. And I think that's why you're in the position that you're in right now. I think that there is some part of you that right now is going to have to rock your love and spiritual life. And I think that the job for you is going to be secondary. I've got to tell you, there's a lot of the people in your field that are out of work. I know a lot of people that are out of work. And the good news about the health field, which is that you will never be out of work.
No.
Especially if you're any good. You will be low paid, but you will never be out of work. And the other good thing is if the doctor depends on you and the staff depend on you, you've got a job. And people will say, oh, if you played your cards right, wow, I know I'm right, but if you've got people who see you doing a really good job, you know, like when the drug reps come in or people come in, you put out there, hey, you know, I'm doing this job, you know, hey, if you ever hear of anything, you know, that's going to pay me more, you know, I might be available. It's really not nice to do, but I see that you could do it. And the thing is, I think you're move up in that realm. I really think that that the reason you're not in the legal realm right now and is because that you would have to give all of your time, all of your extra time, and believe me, it wouldn't pay that much better to your work. And this gives you a chance to play, and you need it. You need a chance to get your life together as far as your work.
This is personal time for you right now.
And then the
career thing will kind of just take care of itself when the time is right.
Yeah. So I hope this isn't, I mean, I would like to say, oh, yes, you're getting the best job in the whole world, and it is going to pay you so much money. But what I am going to tell you is what you don't make in salary, you're going to make in security and having a life. So, yes, you can look around. I feel like there's going to be an offer possibly from somebody that's it within your work, meaning either you're going move up, you're going to go into another office or company, and it's going to be medical, though. So, and I feel like that's where you need to be, and I don't see you leaving, moving, or changing very soon. So,
not soon. It feels like about a little less maybe than a year You're still, so just kind of just focus on your heart and kind of let the rest be, let the recruiter do its thing. When the right job pops up, you'll know. It'll feel right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you all feel like a serious relationship is coming in, or this one might be him, or the next one.
This one might be it, but definitely, if it's not him, then it's the one coming in right behind, because all your cards was about a serious commitment, marriage, your wish card, a beautiful man that is kind of unusual. Thinks differently, looks at the world a little tilted is what I'm hearing. Open-minded.
Do you know what Spirit's showing me? And I don't know why. I don't know this if this is somebody from you, for you, but I have had Spirit here, and I know he's for some person that's supposed to be calling. I don't even know who he is, but they're playing the song Tiptoe Through the Tulips. So I don't even remember that song, but it was by that guy with the long hair, and he kind of looked ethnic.
So ukulele,
you know,
I know.
Yeah, with the
ukulele. Oh my God.
Yeah, they're singing Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me or whatever. I don't know why. I don't know if that's something in your. I don't know if you like to. You know, usually the symbols are for you. The message is for you, but they are showing me so clearly this guy with the long black wavy hair singing with this little band.
It's my favorite flower.
Is it your favorite flower? Well, she just answered why it's her favorite flower. So anyway, you've got Spirit. Oh my goodness, I've got Spirit here for you. You've got Spirit here. They do want you to know they're around you. They wanted you to know that they're with you and they hear you.
Someone in the chat room, Tiny Jim.
Oh, Tiny Tim. Okay, but it wasn't the Tiny Tim, but they made me sing Tiptoe Through the Tulips because her favorite flower is tulips. So just know Spirit's here with you. They are around you. They're helping you. They're laughing. They're very jovial. There's no, I feel like it's like a party over there with some of your Spirit members. And they just want you to know that they have your back, and they're tiptoeing through the tulips with you. And they're handing me tulips for you. So I hope that we helped you, Becca.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're quite welcome. Keep us posted.
Have a great day.
I will.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Oh, I love it. Oh, just bring it on. I just love it. You know, when songs come, you know how I am. I could sing it.
You know, that's a perfect example of, you know, when we talk about that, when the answers come, it's Spirit, not us. And, you know, we've done this. We've pulled cards, done readings, and it's like I was pulling cards totally with the energy of her career. And all of it came up with just her love life. I mean, Spirit was like, oh, no, she needs to know this.
And I was having all the work stuff given to me, and then Tiny Tim. So I'm so happy. That is exactly how Spirit works.
We know what the Tiny Tim thing is about, but we'll just,
we already know her favorite flower, a tulip. Not exactly. Cool? I mean, if they would have showed me a tulip. Well, the thing is, if they would have showed me a tulip, I wouldn't have even known what a tulip looked like. So showing me singing Tiptoe Through the Tulips gave her the word. So that's too cool. I love you, Spirit Guides. I love you, my song guide. Please just stay with me. Here we are, 985-985. You are on with Susan and Bonnie. Hi.
Oh, hi. My name is Risha. Just like a general reading today, maybe on romance. See what you pick up. Thank you so much.
Okay, who is speaking? We don't do general readings, but we do questions. So if you would like
a question I have on romance. Yes, romance. Things have been going a little crazy around here lately. So I just want some insights. Thanks so much.
Okay, Susan.
Can I get your name again?
Risha, R-I-S-H-A, Risha.
Oh, Risha. Okay, I like that. And how old are you?
I'm old.
Well,
I'm old.
But wait, No, wait. I'm young at heart. So
I know, honey, but you got to give me your age.
All right, I'm 66.
No fudging, because you don't want a fudged read. So, you know, but the thing is that
I love you ladies. I'm 63. Okay.
Oh, that's young.
What do you mean you're old? Let me come over there and just slap the crap out of you. That's how old I'm going to be.
Thing is, you know, Risha, you're old for me. I'm only 16, but Susan, you can rock with Susan. So you're absolutely not old, and Susan will tell you that.
Yes. I mean, like, totally, I don't think I want to answer you now. Okay. Listen, when was the last time that you had love in your life? Let me ask you that.
Well, it's been a while. It's been a while. Yeah.
Okay. How long is a while? What, 7 years, 8 years, 4 years, 3 years?
True love, I would say in about 2 years. 2 years.
Okay.
Only 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. 2 years flies by. That was like yesterday, honey.
Yeah. Okay. So now, are you doing anything in terms of opening that heart? Because what I'm hearing here, okay, you're on social media, you're getting out there, you're meeting people, you're doing all of that. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Okay. The first thing that I heard was 67. All right. So, you're 66, so you are in your 67.
No, she's not 60. Didn't she say 61?
No, 63.
63? Yeah, she didn't say 66. I'm thinking to myself, where did she? You know what, honey? She's trying to make you like her.
I'm 63. Okay, I'm still here in 67. I'm sorry. So this is for like a serious, committed marriage kind of romance type of thing. I mean, here's the thing. Don't get discouraged, okay, because this is a late-blooming kind of love of your, you know, and it's interesting because I wrote down 3.5 years. On my paper. Now I'm auto-rating like you. What the hell?
Hey, Kate, that's my gift.
Yeah, but here's what I'm hearing is that there's a reason for everything in terms of timing, okay? This gentleman that I'm feeling that's coming into your life, for one thing, he's not available yet, all right? And this is, what's coming up for me is a long, long time ago, I went to see an old-time reader. I mean, like the readers that 20, 30 years ago, they had no teeth, no hair.
I know who you're talking about, and he's not that old.
Right, you know exactly who I'm talking about, right? Don't
yes.
You? And
yes.
It's like, basically, what he said is that I had Colonel Sanders syndrome, all right, which means fame and fortune late in life, and that that's what I heard about. She's got Colonel Sanders syndrome in your love life, all right, meaning that when you and the guy who did KFC, all right, he was 65 years old before he opened his first chicken restaurant. By the time he was 67, he had 200 and something, and then he sold it, right? But the thing, what I'm trying to say to you is that you're a late bloomer when it comes to that real kind of special love. This is, he's not available yet. So my feeling about it is that he's either married to somebody.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a widower.
Yeah, me too. Right. I heard widower. Oh, my goodness, Susan. Are we in tune or else? I'm telepathically telling you. But I said I heard widow, widow, widow.
That was a low shot.
I'm so sorry. But oh, so you just said it. Widower.
know how I, honest to God. So this is a Colonel Sanders syndrome thing that you got going on where your love life is concerned. I know it's been a while, but when this guy comes in, I mean, I feel it's so sweet and it's gentle. You're going to be together until passing.
Yeah.
A red flare went out, and basically what the agreement was is that if you got to a certain age and you still hadn't figured out what cherished love felt like, okay, he'd be there for you. And so he's just finishing out his life and his contract with someone else right now.
Yeah.
But this is coming for you. So, you know, whatever it is that you do to keep yourself busy, date, go out, have a good time till he shows up in your life. And when are you turning 64?
I just muted her. I'm going to unmute her. I just wanted to see where the noise was coming from, and it is coming from her mic. So, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just had to mute you to see if it was mine. So go ahead. Go ahead. Please answer.
When are you turning 64?
September.
So you're 64 already. All right. Okay, so I know we're not supposed to get to that age. I know. It's like the day before our birthday.
She always makes you a year older, always.
Right. Okay, so what I'm hearing here is that we're really kind of looking at maybe possibly 2 years, maybe 26 months or something like that. It's not as long as what it sounds. Keep yourself busy, entertain, and what I'm also feeling is that this is a go-around, all right? So somewhere between now and the time that this actual romance comes for you, you're going to meet him, all right? But you're not going to know that he's the one that you're going to end up with because of the life situation, or you meet them as a couple, or you hear about it, or where you're living, or you move, or something like that. But it's like somewhere along the line he's going to cross your path. And somebody here, Organic Skies, yes, thank you, wrote, 2 years is nothing nowadays. It's Earth is moving by so fast now on Earth.
And just think, in the next 5 years, we'll be prunes.
And then the next 5 years, we'll be what?
Prunes. I mean, you know, hopefully it won't go that way. I understand what Organic Skies was saying. Thank you, Organic Skies.
I love you. I think you guys are the best on Blog Talk Radio. No kidding.
Oh,
you guys are the best.
Thank you so much. But I do have to tell you, I saw the same thing Susan saw. He's a widower.
Oh, you guys are hilarious.
And I do thank you. We entertain ourselves on this show, so it's like we have so much fun with you all.
Yeah,
it's
like this all day long.
And I have a cup of coffee, but I have to tell you, it's so funny because what I see is the relationship between you and him is so, it'll just fit. They're showing me like puzzle pieces. I don't know why, but they're showing me puzzle piece, like just fitting. So it's going to be something that you won't have to work at, and he won't have to work at. It'll just, and let me tell you, I see you strolling, so I know he walks. He's not in a walker or anything, so you don't have to worry about that. But
wherever it is, you won't have to roll him anywhere.
Yeah. I see your hands, and they're holding each other, and you're holding hands, and you're walking. And what's funny is you're in light colored clothes, and he's in light colored clothes. I think you have more. I think you have more of a. Either he has the jeans or you do, but one of them has the jeans and a light blue shirt, and it's kind of like a golf shirt, but maybe not a total golf shirt, but it has a little collar. It's a soft shirt, and the other one has something on like it. And he's taller than you, and you're holding hands looking at each other, and I think that what you think to yourself is when you're looking at each other is, where have you been all my life? And it won't mm-hmm. be a matter of being depressed about it, because then you'd say, oh, well, you know, I wish I met you when I was 16. But it'll be more like, I love this part of my life. And that's what we see, or I do, with this guy. And he is going to be.
Let me just throw this in, and I'm going to say this on air, so everyone, because somebody just mentioned something about being a cougar here. It's like I'm still hearing that there's a fire in the furnace there, sweetie. So enjoy that.
If you don't want that fire in the furnace, I know Susan does. So you know she might be stealing your fire there. So. Anyway, we hope that, you know, we hope that this has helped you. You know, you can always call into the show, and we appreciate you calling and being part of our show.
Keep yourself busy and just, you know, put that energy there that it's like, hey, I know you're coming in, and it's like, in the meantime, I'm just going to, you know, do life, be happy, you know, enjoy myself. You know, if somebody else comes in, date them.
No, I hear.
But what? Time, you guys will find each other. There is no more, I mean, there's no question about that.
Yeah. And you know what I hear? Eat, drink, I don't know if this is a saying, but I hear that somebody is saying to me to tell you, eat, drink, and be merry, and then the time will pass. So it's not going to be like you're by yourself or alone. In fact, I think you have friends, and I think that, you know, you're going to have a pretty busy life, and it's just going to, boom, happen, and you're going to turn around and go, that Bonnie and Susan, especially Bonnie, was so right. I just have to call her. Especially Bonnie.
Now giving Susan all her information.
and you're going to call us and say, I want you to meet him. So I do see it, and I don't think you're going to be lonely until then, and I think you're going to rock a lot of things, and one day you're going to wake up and you're going to be attached. But I do see, you were married before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think I have somebody here that...
Divorced or widowed?
A divorce.
Yeah, I have some of your relatives here, and they're holding up beer steins, and they're saying eat, drink, and be merry, and they're just collapsing their. I don't know whether it's a symbol or something for you, but they're collapsing their beer mugs all together and laughing. So I hope you know that they're having a good time with you you. And they are with you. So have a fabulous day, and let us know how you're doing.
Oh, you two ladies, I enjoy this show. I love it. So anytime
you
want.
Oh, yes, please. Yeah, keep us posted, okay? Thank you.
I will.
Listen,
thank you.
Have a great evening. You're welcome. Bye-bye. I just love that. See, I mean, you know, Susan, I just love that. I mean, I just love that. It's so funny because her relatives in spirit – they don't want to talk. Some of them don't want to talk. They're happy.
They're raucous, though. I picked up that energy. I mean, they're loud. They're drinkers. They're like, hey.
Yes, I love it. All right, we're picking 181. You're on with Susan and Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, how are you, ladies? Thank you for taking my call.
We're doing fabulous, and you're very welcome. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Danielle, and I'm calling from Woodburn Hills, California.
Hi, Danielle, and we love Woodburn Hills, California. Can you please sprinkle fairy dust on there for me, please?
It's Woodland Hills.
Yes. Well, can you please just take my fairy dust, take your hand and go, because I love California. So it doesn't matter where you are in Cali, but I love it. Thank you. Okay, how can we help you?
All right,
yes. I would love to know if there are any messages of guidance from my angels or my spirit guides at this time regarding my life path with healing work.
Yeah, you know, I knew you were a healer only because their hands, they're rubbing their hands together, and there's a lot of them there. So are you Reiki? Do you do Reiki?
Yes. Yes, yes. I'm a Reiki master.
Uh-huh. Well, and Susan can, you know, you can throw, if you feel like throwing any of your cards out there, but I will tell you that they're all giving me their hands, laying, like, hands on, like, I have a body on a table, and I see they don't touch the body, but their hands are probably about 5 inches from their skin, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, they almost like surgery. So there's like 6 or 7 around one body, which means to me they're telling me that this is meant for you, that this is something you have to do, this is healing, this will help a lot of people. It's not going to come. The money, I hope I'm not misspeaking, but the money will come later. The lessons come first. And they're saying that you're going to almost scan a body, that you can scan a body, which is why they're doing this, and almost pick up the hot spots where there are issues in people. And that's what kind of healing I'm being shown you're going to do. So you are on the right path. I do see a bowl in the top of the head of crystals. I love crystals. I don't resonate with, but I see crystals. I don't know why, but yeah.
So
I see the bowl of crystals, but it is really important that you stick with. I feel like they're trying to tell me, like I see them. They're almost in like a surgical cap looking down at the body, and you're behind them, which means that it's a gift you're going to get still. And I don't know if you're totally trained yet for that, but this is something that you're going to get, and that is going to be that you are going to actually be able to scan like a surgeon a body, and you're going to
I'm seeing Superman. I mean, that's what his X-ray eyes. The whole time you're talking about, I'm seeing the vision of Superman. That's what happened with me when I was doing healing work. I was doing hands-on healing work and Reiki and reconnection, and then all of a sudden one day I looked in the body and it looked like a big circuitry board. I could tell all where all the webbings and the fibers and everything where they were bunched up and broken and they needed to come together, or where they were balled up, where they were holding emotional distress, which is of course where disease happens. And it made all the difference in the world in for me to be able to energetically read people's emotions and bodies. And that's how old are you, Danielle?
I'll be 40 next month.
40?
I'll be 40 next month in August.
Okay. I don't know what the number means, but they gave me a number of 52. Okay, it's a gradual process with you, but I think what they're trying to say to me is by the time that you reach the age of 52,
you'll be an expert.
You're going to have a powerful healing ability, literally, and it's not even about hands-on, or I know you're a Reiki master and all of that with the energy and the crystals and everything. It has to do with water, and I'm not really sure that means. And
I've just started working with water. Started working with water just recently.
It's so funny because I will tell you that I see, and this is so weird because it's not my religion, and I don't rock religion on earth. I just I love all different religions, so I don't care what anybody does. I really am much more universal and spiritual. But I see you standing there like John the Baptist dunking people in the water. So I think it's like a rebirth.
My God. I feel detox with bath machines, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, and it pulls out the toxins, and you know what the nasty water looks like afterwards. Literally what they're, and this is, and might I say that this is a healing art, okay, that is not been embraced on this level, this
yet.
Dimensional level yet. But it is from ancient times. And literally what you're going to have the ability to do is to take the negative energy out, put it into the water, and then literally dispose of the
transmute
water.
Rebirth.
Woo!
Yeah.
Right.
I love
that.
That's
amazing.
Go to body.
Yeah, come on. I think what they're also trying to, I know who it is. It's for our next caller, because I've had him here. Okay, so you know what the thing is, Danielle? What I'm looking at the surgeons, I still see the surgeons. So when I look at that, what I know is this, that you're going to be working, it's kind of going to be like bridging the gap, what I said that our book does. You're going to bridge that gap and work with doctors that are in holistic, and you are going to actually be able to help them with their clients or patients. And so I would look, that's what they're showing me, because they're not leaving. So that means there's some medical part of what you're doing, and that means that you can't do it on your own, because license-wise, you just can't. So I think what you're going to do is you're going to get into a holistic center, and you're going to maybe introduce this modality, these new modalities, and they are going to be able, you're going to work in some type of, or get clients from these kind of doctors, and they're shaking their head yes. So I do believe you've got a big undertaking coming.
Yeah,
so you're in the right field.
You've taken on a big contract. And like I said, this is a healing modality that is just now hitting this earth dimension.
Okay. So you are and I'm, like I said, you are on the right track. You're absolutely doing what you should do. And your spirit guides and all of the people that were healers in your family, because they go back, are standing there. Now their hands are up like surgical gloves. They've said their piece. So I know that's what you're supposed to be doing. And girlfriend, you just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're definitely on the right track.
That's it. And you know, the one thing I was told is that order to move forward, I need to remove some metaphysical blocks. And I'm trying to understand what these metaphysical blocks are. I need to remove so that way I can move forth and do this.
You want to go first, or you want me to go first?
Well, we're probably going to say the same thing, so I'm going to go first. But I have to tell you this. I think they're within yourself. I think you're not sure, and there's your crossroads. So your crossroads is that you need to delve into this with all assurance, because, again, like my daughter is still in medical school, and I tell her, you walk in with any type of trepidation, they're going to eat you alive. Only because – so what I think your blocks are, and Susan can tell you what she thinks your blocks are, is I think it's yourself. I think you need to really delve that you know this is the path, the journey, and the decisions that you make are to do this. And once you embrace it totally without thinking, I see your brain, and your brain's kind of saying to yourself, am I really doing this? Am I really in the right doing this? If I introduce this, will this one, or is there something else? You can't double guess yourself. Just go for it and keep learning. That's where I see the block.
As Yoda says, don't think, do.
Do.
Right.
That's your metaphysical block, is that doubt of like, well, this way, or maybe I should do it. Just don't think about it. Just let it flow through you.
So okay. I hope, and it's not easy. You might have to, I do meditate, but that's why I'm running, because I'm so ADD. I cannot absolutely meditate. I sit there and go, But the thing is that maybe meditation.
She makes me do her meditations for her. She goes, Susan, when you meditated, did you get anything on me? I'm not kidding.
And that's for everybody in the audience, the chat room, and any callers that are calling it. If you do meditate, because I can't, please, just, like, think about it. And if you get any messages for me, just get on the show and tell me. So, you know what, Danielle, if you need any help, call us back. I keep hearing also that you forge your own way, so I see you going and forging your own way. I know that there's teachers out there, there's different ways of learning, and if you do get stuck or blocked and you think, you might want to consider that, but for some reason they're showing me that the road you're taking is on your own. So they show me this road, and they're showing me you walking alone. So, you know, you just have the gumption to get up there and do it, and the blocks will start to fall down.
Okay. Okay. Oh, my goodness, ladies. You guys have been so informative. I thank you so very much because I need some clarity on this. And it's confirmation.
You're a shining star there, Danielle. I mean, it's only going to get better and better.
Thank you.
And let me tell you, when you get to the pinnacle, I'll send Susan to you so that you can do some Reiki on her in case she needs it. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would love to.
Sounds lovely.
We love you. Have a great day. And rock our world, girlfriend, because you're needed. Okay?
Thank you. Blessings and namaste to you both. Thank you so much.
Namaste to you. Yeah.
Please don't hang me up.
Ooh. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, please don't hang me up. I wanted to listen to the rest of the show.
Oh, I'm not going to hang you up. I'm just going to mute you.
Okay.
I don't hang any. I have so many people. I don't ever hang you up. So you're going to be muted, but that's it. Okay. I have to tell everybody, and then I'm going to pick up this caller I know I have spirit here for. I have to tell you this. I am so sorry if anybody read my – I changed it. I actually was able to get in there. But I was telling everybody – how did I pronounce it, Susan?
Nastame.
Yeah. Nastame, not Nastame.
Nastame,
Nastame.
Yeah.
So Nastame. I am so sorry. My higher self was actually talking to your higher self, but it actually didn't know the word I needed to use. So namaste to all of you.
Yeah, we tried to correct you the first time, and it's like, and you just continued on with it. And finally, your daughter Lauren pointed it out to you from a Facebook post, Mom. It's namaste, not nastame.
No, nastame. That's why. Nastame doesn't sound like anything. Nastame sounds good.
That's not the best of it. Then after she calls me and she tells me, why didn't you tell me? And she said, well, you know something? I think that nastame means something on a higher level. I think maybe I was right. And I went, no, you're not getting out of this. You just said it wrong, and you're just going to have to bite the bullet.
Well, listen, I have to tell you, so if my higher self was talking to your higher self and I said the wrong word, then my higher self was probably talking to the higher self of the higher self that already knew the word. So, okay, I'll go back to namaste. Okay, so everybody I'm taking the next caller because if this spirit keeps...
As everyone knows, namaste is that I honor the divine in the divine in me honors and acknowledges the divine in you. That's
why,
what namaste
thank
means.
You. Why, thank you, ma'am, and same to you and many more.
Yes.
917, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi.
Hello? Hi. Yes. Who are we speaking with?
This is Jimmy Mack.
Hi, Jimmy. You're not allowed to do it, Susan. Okay, because that was a message for him. Hi, Jimmy.
How are you, Bonnie?
I'm doing wonderful. This is my co-host and partner, Susan. Susan, this is Jimmy.
Susan.
This is the girl you want to talk to. Because if she starts with a namaste or nastami or whatever she starts with, just tell her
the whole thing. I've been listening to the whole show, so I love it. loving it. I'm actually on my way to New Orleans, so I misjudged the time. I'm an hour behind. So I called at 1 New Orleans time.
Ah!
Well, don't worry about it, because your has been here since last night.
Yeah,
Janet.
Good thing, because you caught us just in time, because we're going to have to cut the show a little early today, and so you're going to be our last caller. So, I mean, perfect. See? Your higher self was speaking to you.
Wait a minute.
As it often does.
Jimmy, before we even start, because I know why you're calling, and I don't know Jimmy personally, I got to tell everybody, because I don't want anybody thinking that I actually know you and that I'm telling you things you already know. But I do know Jimmy because we started talking. He's a friend of mine, Amy, and she can't be here, but she'll listen to archives. And anyway, I do want to tell you, Jimmy, I have had spirit here since last night talking to you. So,
wow.
I'm going to just give you a couple things that they're showing me, and then we're going to go into Susan. He wants his Akashic records open, girlfriend. But I wasn't going to do this because I do know the friend that's here, because I knew that Amy, she told me briefly about a guy that, and I'm assuming this is him, because I'm going to give you some things that he has given me. All night long, I've been singing the song to Susan, Jimmy Mack, When Are You Coming Back? I don't really sing that song, and I never would have thought about it. And I know your name is Jimmy Mack, but I never would have, like, sang it. So I think that Spirit's trying to tell me that that was maybe in your younger years, that was people either sang that to you, or this gentleman did sing this to you, or that's just what people used to say. Because I'm also getting a saying, and I don't know who's saying this to me, but he's built, or he's just like a Mack truck. They're giving me every Mack thing that you could possibly get.
I've gotten all my life from everyone, yes.
Yeah, so I'm getting all of this, and I would never normally do that because, Jimmy, I don't think that much about that. So, and then he's showing me there's a skinny gentleman here. He's skinny, and he's got, I'm going to say, he's got kind of like a blonde, dirty blonde hair, and he looks like he's showing me younger version of him, but he's like handing me a belt. It's like a big, thick leather belt with a buckle, and he wants me to show you the belt. So I don't know who this is or who it could be for you, but he's showing me a belt that's important to him, and it's kind of like an oval. This is on the belt, and it's kind of worn. So, and then he's giving me that the pants are kind of skinny, but they have bell bottoms at the bottom. And I'm going to say that they weren't maybe not kempt, so they maybe have a little bit of a. So it had to be in the days where, you know, like I'm only 16, so I can't tell you what days they were. But it must have been the days where, you know,
they call that the 70s, dear.
Oh, yeah,
okay. 70s, 80s, yeah.
Yeah, it had to be in the 70s or 80s. So I don't know. I have a couple spirits here, Jimmy, for you. And this one, has been with me since last night. So
okay.
I'm trying to see if he's giving me anything else. I mean, he's showing me, I'm going to say that before he's showing me a ring, and I'm not quite sure what that ring is. So it's either his ring or he's showing me, I think it's his because he's pulling his hand back, maybe it's on his, it wasn't his pinky finger, but it was the next one. And it looks as if it's great. So he's showing me that. And he wants me to tell you something. And I can't even remember the words because he was telling me last night. But he wanted me to tell you thank you. Now, what this is about, I don't know. But he's saying thank you that if you didn't, he's here right this second. If you didn't know how much gratitude he was to you, he'd like you to know now. I don't know why. He's not giving me a symbol why, but he's saying to thank you that you were one of his, you maybe were one of the only people that stuck by him, and I don't know what that means, but and you were always you were always nice to him. You always gave him the respect that he wanted, or that he felt he didn't deserve. Oh my goodness! Oh, he's mm-hmm. so. He does want me to thank you. He's also showing me some kind of quilt, like a blanket, like a big blanket. So I don't know. It's a weird kind of blanket. It's like a quilt. And he's throwing me a quilt. So he looks to me like he's young. And he's showing me a younger version of him. And maybe that's when you were friends. I'm not quite sure. That's what he's showing me. And he's showing me that there's a bed in the corner that's not on any type. It's like a mattress on the floor. So,
okay.
So and I know that this is kind of in his and your younger days. So I'm not quite sure who it is or what it is. And I feel like he feels like you know him.
Yes, yes, I do. Yes, and was it a patchwork quilt?
You know what? You know, Jimmy, I'm ADD. You're lucky you got the quilt.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah, yeah. I think it was the AIDS quilt, as a matter of fact, but yeah.
Yeah. What's funny is I was going to tell you, and the colors don't matter to me, but it had, like, pink and white and all these colors. I mean, it looks faded to me, so I can't really see, but I don't know what exactly. He's just showing it to me. It means a lot to him because he's showing me these things. He's handing me a belt, this big, thick belt with like a oval, you know, belt buckle that was pretty big, so it looks like it's in the 70s, but it wasn't huge. It's not like a – but and then he's showing his hand with the ring and then the quilt and then the bed. It's really interesting because the bed is pushed against the wall in a corner. So I don't know if that's where he slept or that's where you maybe like he had a room. I'm not quite sure, but he's showing me a bed, and it's kind of like it's not like a nice room. It's kind of like a empty room, and it's kind of reminds me of, you know, like you when you flop around, like kind of flopping right there. And he is thanking, like I said, he keeps wanting me to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So, he said that there were days that he wishes he could have talked to you. I don't know what that means, but the days that he wishes he could have talked to you, but he didn't have the availability to do it. So I don't know what that means. It's a symbol for you. Okay, and he does want me to tell you that in life, that whether you knew it or not, that your friendship, and he's using the word, was very precious to him. So, you know, and he wants you to know that he knows that there wasn't a lot of happy times towards the end. But he feels at peace on the other side, but there's still things he's upset about. So he just wants you to know that he's fine over there. He's not partying yet, he wants you to know. But he's making up for some things he feels like need to be said. So one of them was to you. So he's been here since last night. That's your message, Jimmy, from him. But now we're going to take – Susan is going to open your Akashic records. Is there anything that I can – you know, is there anything you want to know from him before I ask him to step away?
I think you said it all when you said that he's not partying. And then –
Now, well, he asked me to tell you, so anyway.
And that's what he wanted to talk about, and that's why the last year wasn't so good. There was too much of that in his life.
Yeah, well, so. Oh, my goodness, he's here, and he's shaking his head yes. And he's saying you didn't go down that route, but he said you could have. So I don't know what he meant by that. So
what was that last one?
He said you didn't go down that route.
No,
but
I didn't. I got sober thanks to him 23 years ago, but he never did.
No, he said, but you could have. That's what he said. He said to me,
you didn't go down that route,
but you could have. So that was that's good confirmation to know that he knew that that's where you were there, but you didn't do it. So he had demons, Jimmy. He had
yes,
demons.
He did.
Yeah, and
yes,
the demons. Yeah, and the demons just weren't good with him this lifetime. So it was really an out. You know, we all have outs in our life. I don't know if you know that, but we all have, I think, five. I think we have like 3 to 5, and some people say 6.
Right.
And I believe that he took this out. He did it. He, right. he took this out, and he's reflecting on it. But he really couldn't. He couldn't really make it work this lifetime. And he tried.
Well,
he really wants
to. Yes, I know he tried desperately. But very quickly, the quill was the AIDS quill. And 23 years ago, his partner died of AIDS. And prior to his death, on his deathbed, he told me I had to get, made me promise to get sober. And I did. And I have been sober ever since. And his partner has died 23 years ago. And he never got that message. And it was part of the reason he died young. And, you know, so
yeah.
It was just
yeah.
meant the world to me to hear that he's not partying.
Yeah,
you know?
No. And you know what? Now I know what the empty bed is, because he's probably showing me that his partner passed away. So,
and the empty bed on the floor was the bed beside his bed in the hospital when he died.
Oh.
It was a mattress on the floor in the corner of the
yeah,
room that we took turns and sleeping in.
Yeah, that's what he's showing me, and that's why he's thanking you. I mean, he I can't tell you. If I could tell you, he would kiss, you know, I don't want to say that he would kiss the ground you walk on, because that's not really a good thing, but because, I mean, everybody wants somebody to kiss the ground you walk on, but in this case, he is saying that life to tell you that life, oh my goodness, life is precious. And he's using the word precious. Maybe you used it with him or somebody used it with him, but life is precious, and he didn't realize until it was too late. So he's got a lot of things he's got to make up, but he does, he says he's coming around again. He wants you to know.
Okay.
So,
great.
Okay, well, Susan, I want you to meet Jimmy Mac. And if I...
Hey, Jimmy.
Jimmy, wait. Can we sing, Jimmy? Wait, I promised Jimmy I would sing for him. Then you can take
it.
That
was my lifelong curse.
Yes. That's what he's saying. I mean, he's been doing it since last night. I was getting Susan to do it, and then I go, Susan, Spirit told me. It's a message, not a song. But anyway, this is...
We started, and both of us were singing, and we were on the phone. Jimmy Mac.
Jimmy
Mac.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
I got one more question for you. He had major issues with, I got married a year ago, and he was basically my best man, and 2 years ago, and he had real problems with my husband, because my husband called him on his crap, which I never did. In all these years, he was my best friend for 35 years, and I never did, and my husband did. So he started out on a bad, but I think towards the end that he was kind of realizing, you know, that this was not, he wasn't, that my husband is a great guy, and that he was really, they both were looking out for my best interests.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean,
perspective.
Yeah, and what I hear from him is this. That's why he keeps saying he wants to thank you. He did not, in the beginning, like your husband. And the reason was it was thrown in his face what he couldn't have. And not so much you, but the life that you have. And he knew that he wasn't going, he did know, I want you to know, Jimmy, that he was, subconsciously, that he was not going to survive. And,
He told my sister in October what to do when he died, and she felt that he knew it was coming soon.
Yes, he did, and he did. And what he's saying to you is this, don't feel any, I'm listening to him. Don't feel any guilt. I don't know why I would say that, but don't feel any guilt that he knew the shit he had, and you didn't call him on it, but he knew why, and he knew you loved him, and that is all that he was not going to face it or listen to it. It was too late, and that's why your husband had issues with him. It was thrown in his face, and he didn't like it. But he understood it in the end. So he does realize that, and he said, you're lucky. This is what he says. You're lucky that you had a partner that cared. That's what he said. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to ask him to step back, Jimmy, because you're going to get your
Acacia
records open. And if he stays with me, he's going to have to become my husband because he was with me since last night. So I am going to ask him to step back, and I don't know his name, but I am going to ask that this spirit step back. So, okay, he's holding up his hand. So, all right, I know he'll come back to me, and I'll have to make a couple calls to you, Jimmy, but right now he's gone. Okay, Susan, your chance.
Oh,
hi, Susan.
Well, hi. It's like, okay, now, Bonnie, you got to make a promise to me. It's like once I get started, you're going to have to try to be quiet. Okay?
I don't know about that.
I know, but at least promise me, all right?
Oh, I can't promise you, but I will say I'll try.
That's a try. Okay. Jimmy, do you know what your Akashic records are?
I might have seen them at one time in the past 5 years. They might have been done for me. Some sort of celestial records were done by somebody.
Okay. Well, basically what your Akashic soul records are what you wrote for yourself in this lifetime and every lifetime that you've ever lived, which, of course, have been thousands, all right?
Right.
And I do not have the ability to open them, but what I do have is that – no, she doesn't. Is that I have the ability – what I do is that energetically I'm going to ask you some questions that literally is like a formula that allows you to open the book for me to read, so you actually open them, and once they're open, I can't actually translate it, so they give me metaphors as to tell me what it is that you came here to do and your tools. The first thing I need to know is how old you are.
57.
Okay, by the way, your husband's cute as can be. I looked at your Facebook.
Careful. Listen, Jimmy, you better be careful because she is she's a sexy hot mama. I just would be careful.
I looked at her Facebook.
Okay, yeah. Well, he's cute, let me tell you. So, okay, the first question, right now what you are in, you're in what they call cry on return, okay? And that is basically when the dreaming soul fully awakens, looks around and says, have I done what I came here to do? Is there anything I need to get rid of? Is there things that I need to address? Are there things that I have left behind that I now want to bring forward and do-overs, that kind of thing? And you've got about another 5 or 6 more years to be in it. It started for you about maybe 7, 8 years ago. You're a little bit of a late bloomer because you've got a little boy heart. You're kind of like Bonnie. You want to stay 15 for most of your life. And
Jimmy, I'll meet you at the cafe when I get to New York. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I had to mute Jimmy because he's got some real issues with the mic, or he's somewhere where there was so much noise.
Quiet.
So, Jimmy, you're muted, and I'll unmute
quiet,
you every time Bonnie. Susan needs.
Be quiet. Let me finish it.
Yeah.
So you're in the soul window, okay? And like I said, you have this boyish way about you, all right? And your boyish energy. So you're never really going to grow up, which is
good.
What makes you so wonderful, okay?
I'm not either.
Yeah.
Good.
So you still have maybe 5 or 6 more years of addressing the kind of like tying of loose ends, cutting ties, redoing things like with your friend. A friend with him for years and years and years and never addressed it, and within the last year it was addressed through your husband. And that's the kind of thing that you're doing. So
I can't hear.
You've got a really bad feedback. So if I miss something, I may have to ask Bonnie what it is that you said. The first thing I want to ask you is that what is it that you do for a career now and in the past?
I was in advertising up until I got sober, and now I work in I work for a billionaire and work with his family.
Oh, wait a minute, Jimmy. I think you need to introduce me. I am married. My husband won't care if they give me a lot of money, though. So you just need to introduce me, okay? Thank you.
Got it.
What are you doing now?
I work for a billionaire.
Ah, okay, okay.
And if he likes Susan, she's not married, so it's okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, if you have a few spare, yeah, I'm available. Okay, so... what do you consider your gifts?
My gifts? Well, I am sober for 23 years. I volunteered as an EMT. I've been doing that for 10 years, and last year I was EMT of the year for my community. So it's,
congratulations.
I have a lot of...
Congratulations,
yeah.
Jimmy. That's. I think Susan's going to ask a different question, but I just want to tell you my hat is off to you. So go ahead.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. And continue on.
I have many gifts, but those are two of the ones that are most important to me, my sobriety and what I can give back to the sober community and what I give back to my local community as an EMT. It's about giving back,
okay.
You know.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
And, Jimmy, if you want to give me anything back, I would be more than happy to receive it.
We're going to work on that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a big receiver.
Yeah. A big, you know, like a whatever receiver. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and the thing is that what are the things that you like the most about yourself?
That I like the most about myself? That I'm a survivor, and I've really learned how to, I have found serenity, and I'm a peaceful, serene person. Thank God.
Okay.
My spirituality.
What was the last part? I didn't hear the last part.
He's a survivor.
And serenity.
Okay, Bonnie, you tell me.
Okay, it's his sobriety and his serenity and he's a survivor.
Okay. All right, so I am assuming that at one time that you fought the demon alcohol, right?
I thought for sure. I thought for sure I would either die of alcoholism or AIDS, but I didn't.
Okay, here's this is how Spirit gives to me about how you wrote your journey. It's on two metaphors, okay? The top part of it is the tools that you were given to do your journey. The bottom is the foundation that you are coming here to deal with, okay? And the top part of it here is, like, I see this kind of, I don't know, it looks like a flower bed, except they're not flowers. They're like...
worms.
No, you know, what they're showing me is like a flower girl. Remember when a flower, you know, they break up the roses and the petals and they put them in a big basket so that they throw them down the aisle. Okay, those are your tools, all right? And I know that sounds kind of odd, but I'm going to explain that to you in a minute. What your foundation company is that it is a barbed wire fence, okay? And what this barbed wire fence is that it separates you from something that is very, very dear to you, okay? And you can't get over it. You can't get past it. It is a... but you can see through it, and you can see what it is that you want, but it's not quite available to you. And if you try to go over the barbed wire, it is a life-threatening situation. And that's the foundation that you came here to overcome. So I'm going to now explain to you what these metaphors mean. First of all, the tools that you came here to do is that your heart is huge. I mean, huge, okay? You would do anything for anybody. Thank God you have your husband, because it's like, I mean, he has the ability to see the fools in your life. Okay, you like to make things special for everyone. It's not just it's like you're a fun guy, but it's not like that you're Mr. Happy Jokester kind of thing. It's like there's an energy about you that wherever it is that you go and whoever it is that you deal with, it's like, I can make your life better. It's like, so you have 10 boats. Honey, I can get you the boat of your dreams. What are you talking about? So you got 10 boats. Yeah, that's your tool, is that somehow you have the ability to make people believe that wherever they are, they can be more of, okay? And that's the gift that you were given. Now, with every gift that we have, there's an Achilles heel, okay? Because you have these rose petals, there's a desire for you to put the rose back together again. You understand what I mean?
It's like, Susan, I had to mute him because we couldn't hear him. We couldn't hear him, so I'm going to unmute him. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead,
so
Jimmy.
These beautiful rose petals, and it's like, but there's a part of you that feels like, it's like, well, maybe I should have done this. Well, maybe I could have done this. It's like, you know, oh, God, I missed that opportunity. It's like, you know, well, maybe I could have taken it that far. That's why the rose isn't intact, and that's your Achilles heel, is that you intentionally broke the roses out into petals versus of having one rose to give to one pointed person. Or, you know, when you have a rose, you can only give it to one person. You broke it out into rose petals so that you could throw them around to everyone. But there's a part of you that always has just it's a like a fear that maybe I shouldn't have broke that rose up. Maybe I should, maybe there's a way I can put that, all those petals together and make something big and huge and a big impact. And so you're always looking for that big impact on everybody. Like, I'm going to do this one thing and it's going to have an impact on 1,000 people. Right. You understand what you're saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
Okay. So that, and
you're just,
and
like me.
It works for you. I mean, and like I said, your heart is, I mean, it's precious. I mean, it's just precious. And it's like, you're a soft touch, and that's what your husband's got your back for you, because it's like, you know, oh my God, it's like a kitty doesn't have any home. Let's find a home for them. And it's like, what, that's the fifth one this month? I don't care. We have to find a kitty a home. Okay? That's how you are, and that's why, how you were created, and that's what makes you so wonderful. But you also have a bitchy side to you. Okay? It's like those rose petals, they came off a real rose with thorns.
Bush. Yeah.
Okay? So every once in a while,
you're feisty.
You're throwing those rose petals around, you stick yourself with that thorn, and God help anybody that's around when you hit that thorn. Okay? All right. So now your foundations. We're going to come to your foundations, which is the barbed wire. All right? This is the feeling of being chastised, of being different, of being brutalized, of being this could very well have been a child of the Holocaust days, I see in the Romans and Christian barbaric slaughter. It's like always on the other side of injustice, of brutal injustice. Okay, and yet you could see through the barbed wire, and you could see that there was kindness and there was nice things and being done for others, but not for you and your kind. Okay, so you've chosen a life, okay, that have come in, and you've chosen a life that you deal with of some people accepting who you are and some people not. But we are now moving into, thank God, we're moving into open-mindedness on all areas. But what you came in here to do in this lifetime, and you carry that barbed wire foundation, is that you want everyone to accept, to everyone to have what everyone else has, that there shouldn't be a separation of pain between one and the next. It's like if you're a different color, then we should be the same. If you're of a different tribe, we should be the same. It's like if you have money, then you should understand and feel what people who don't have, who are hungry in the world. And this is what drives you in your life, is the balancing of what you see around your world. Have I made any sense to you? And
yes, very much so.
Okay, and the barbed wire, sweetheart, this is why you're a little passive aggressive. Okay, I'm sorry to say that on air.
Really knows who you are, so that's okay, unless they go and find you, which nobody can. But see, that's why we do, yes. Now, just think if we did television, Jimmy, and you were on the television, then everybody would know.
That's what the barbed wire is about, is that because you have particular buttons that literally on an emotional level can cause you physical pain when you see things, certain things happen or certain things are said or a particular injustice or a sense of eliteness or demeaning behavior from another person. There's a button that happens to you, and it's almost like a rage that comes up in you that you can't control, and that's what the barbed wire means. And that's what you're here to do, is to heal that part of you, to understand that life is not fair. It's an illusion, and everyone creates their own journey, and it's like as much as what you would like to throw rose petals on everything that you see around you, it's about healing that barbed wire within you, because the barbed wire is always going to be there until we go to through a total transformation in humanity and go to 1,000 years of peace.
Well, I love that. I'm going to put Jimmy back on because he must be driving. Are you driving in a car, Jimmy?
That's what background noise. That's why we had to mute you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I got off of a train, and that was the train pulling out.
That's what
all that noise was, yes.
Oh.
And that was beautiful, Susan. It was absolutely right on. I wish I had it on speakerphone when we were in the train, then I had to get off. My husband was able to hear most of it, except for the last part, which he would have loved, because he constantly telling me, you know, Jimmy, the passive-aggressive thing really doesn't work with you, and yet it's always your fallback. So you got to stop doing that, you know. He would have loved that.
Well, do you know what, Jimmy? It's in archives. So if you go onto my webpage,
you can
go and listen to it. It's there. So if you go onto Blog Talk and look me up, Bonnie Albers on Air, into the archives, or it's usually on my Facebook, you can listen and have your husband listen to it, because it's always going to be there.
Yes, and
that's
Susan,
why
you really
I wanted.
You hit a lot of it right on the head. You did a great job. It's been quite a journey for me and my survival of, you know, alcoholism and addiction is nothing short of a miracle, and it's because of it I've wanted to give that back to everyone I can, and yet I'm such a control freak that I want to tell people how to get it back, and you can't. You just can't.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for the pleasure of opening your Akashic Records, because there's a part of you, even though you've had lives that you have seen atrocities, really seen them.
Susan, don't go down that road.
Well, that would be this life, and I watched you know, every one of my dear friends die of AIDS, except for the one Marcus, who recently died in a car accident. We were the last two left of a group of friends from the 80s, which he was showing you with the bell bottoms and the bells. And he was the only, and now I'm the last one standing, you know, so it's kind
and
of.
And the beautiful thing about it is, through all this barbed wire that I've seen through these lifetimes, is that you never lost your humanity. And that's what you're trying to do with the rose petals. And so I feel very honored. Thank you.
Oh, and Susan, I have a young nephew whose name is Jimmy Mack also, and he once said to me, as a very young man, he came to me and he gave me a Father's Day card, and he said, even though you don't, I'm not your son, I have been in previous lives. And I said, what? And he said, well, you and I, we've been through many lives together. I mean, only from the mouth of babes do you hear that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have
to tell you, Jimmy, Susan's an empath, and she was actually attaching to your heart and your other past lives, which is why she was crying, which I heard.
Oh.
So she really does.
Stop me from going down to the rabbit
hole. Yeah, I'm trying to stop her from going to the rabbit hole. She'll be in bed for 3 days. So the thing is that what she's trying to tell you, and as honored as she is because she felt all the humanity that was not given to you. But you are here, and you understand what has to be done, and that's where your barbed wire is. But she absolutely sees, when she talked about the Christian Crusades, and she talked about, you know, World War II, which is, you know, which is what happened. She went into your heart and actually felt those lives. So we do want you to know that we are honored, and she's in awe of what you went through, what you are here to represent, and what you'll do in the future for humanity. And that's why, you know, she said she was so honored. So it's an honor to me, too, except that I love bringing
spirits.
Well, and
we will meet soon, next month.
Yeah, I'm going to be in New York. In fact, I have to tell you this. I'm going to be in New York, in Brooklyn, I think August 11th. I'm going to be doing shows.
God help you, Jimmy. But you're going to end up meeting her. God help you.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And, honey, you better get on or lunch on, because I do cafes, restaurants, shops. I walk around, and you're going to have your hands full. So we will be talking, and I do have to, we have 2 minutes, and then I've got to end the show, but I do want you to know that we loved having you. We thank you for allowing us to share in your life for different, I mean, you've just went through the ringer here, actually. So we have spirit, and you have your Akashic Records. So thank you for sharing. We appreciate it.
It was beautiful. Thank you, ladies. Bonnie, we'll be in touch.
Absolutely. Love ya.
Bye, Jimmy.
Thank you, Susan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, Susan, and I was supposed to just stop the show at 2:30, so I am on my way. I have to do something at school. Everybody, thank you. It's 2 minutes to the end of the show. Susan, thank you. We love all our callers, our listeners. Thank you all for listening, liking, and sharing with us, and thank you for listening and always being with us. We couldn't do it without you. We don't want to do it without you. That's why we do it, is for you, because we know how much we enjoy you, and we hope you enjoy us, too. So tomorrow, it's me and Susan again, and Leslie Journey joining us at the last hour. So please call in if you didn't get in today, and I know there was a lot of you that didn't, but please call in, and we will rock your world tomorrow. Have a great evening, and I love you all, and bye.
We love you. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.